go take myself up to the top of the temple and throw myself off. He says, man, you're being foolish. What you said is accurate, but you don't tempt the Lord your God. So watch this. So that indicates to us that there are some truths from God's word that trumps others. Seems like I like to play cards. You know, I'm the South Florida Spades champion. I'm, you know, just crown myself that, I guess. But come on now, you play spades, you know what's going on here. Somebody now, you know, on the opposite team drops out their ace of hearts like, yeah, that's my book. But they don't know you don't have any hearts. So you take your little three of spades, and take that ace of hearts. Because your spade trumps that heart in that case. So there's truths in God's word that trump other things in specific instances. What the devil quoted was true. He just didn't use it in his proper context, and it did not apply in that instance and how he was trying to use it. It did not. But you don't know that if you don't study for that. Verse 8 says, next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Now, watch this. Here's something that's very interesting to note, that in order for this to be really a real bona fide temptation in Jesus' mind and thinking, there had to be a level of accuracy of what the devil was saying. When the devil says, I'll give all of this to you, there has to be something to that if it's going to be a real challenge. Come on now. It's like somebody saying, you know, I'm going to give you $500 million, you know, and they work with you, you know, on Monday through Friday. Yeah, you just probably like, I appreciate your heart, but you don't really believe it. Now, you know, we get, let's just say Michael Jordan come down here. And Michael Jordan say, you know what, I want to give you $500 million. Oh, Jesus. Because you're confident in the ability that he has to actually perform it. See, in order for this to be a real temptation, there had to be some ability there. How was the devil able to be able to give Jesus everything? That's a whole nother issue. We'll come back to that some other time. He said, if you will kneel down and worship me, get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him. For the scripture said, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Come on, someone say, only him. Then the devil went away, and here we go again. And angels came and took care of Jesus. Angels came again and strengthened Jesus. Oh, that's a familiar pattern. Now we see. 2 points left that I'm going to share with you very quickly. We see here in Jesus' response to the challenge that's going on, that I believe is really a mental challenge. He's having, can we just talk and put in today's vernacular? He's having some mental health issues. Mental health challenge. What did he do? He drew upon the scriptures available to him. In each case, he refers to what God says. Each temptation, each challenge, each ailment, he responds with the word of God. Now, during that particular time, there is no New Testament. There's no Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, none of that. There's nothing. Those 27 books that we have in the New Testament, that's not there. It doesn't exist. But Jesus knows how to appreciate the Torah, the Tanakh, all the Old Testament that we have, the 39 books, and he is a diligent student of them. And he is studying them so that when a specific challenge, whatever it could be, physical, mental, I know how to respond to it, watch this, from what God said. Listen, if we're going to enjoy Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer, we have to learn how to respond to the things according to what God says. And sometimes you can't do that until you know what God says. The worst thing to do, can we talk like this, is to fake the funk and act like you know what God says and say something dumb. I don't mean dumb in the sense of unintelligent. I mean in a sense of we haven't taken time to really know what God says. And I got news for you. You don't know just by going to church. You don't. You don't know. Praise God. We should all come together. Because again, the church is not a place, it's a people. We should all come together. But you don't know just by that. There has to be some personal, continuous investment of yourself into what does God say. And I'm going to let you in on something. If you do that process, you're going to go through a process to realize there's some stuff that you thought was one way and later you realize is a different way. I told you, 2012, last Sunday of the year, I apologized to the entire church because I was like, I have taught you some things that are just flat wrong. And I know we'll forget, you know, and I had people even come to me afterwards. It's like, oh, pastor, it's okay. It's like, no, it's not. And it created a shift. It created a shift. A lot of times people ask, like, you know, things kind of changed. That, I'm going to tell you, that's the point when it changed right there. Vision still stays the same, but that changed things right there. As you invest yourself as a student of God's word, you will grow. And as you grow, don't let your affection for what you knew to become stronger than what God's trying to show you now. See, a lot of times we want to hold on to it, but that's what I always believe. Yeah, and you've always been wrong. And it's okay to admit that. Like, I was wrong. I was just wrong. See, because you can never be delivered from what you deny.
Love you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you too. Last point is this. Jesus boldly declared the word in its proper context in the face of the challenge. You're going to connect with Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. What God says is what has to come from your mouth. Now, I don't know if you ever realize it or not, but anytime a physical challenge, emotional challenge, mental challenge, you know, comes, it somehow affects our mouth. And this is what I mean by that. You really don't want to talk. I mean, when stuff get real intense, you don't want to talk to anybody. It's just like, you know, you want to lay in the bed, whatever the case may be. It immediately becomes this challenge to try to silence us. Because a key way to be able to connect with Jehovah Rapha is to now say back to him what he said to you. And I can remember some times where that challenge really just hit me and I was just like, I don't want to talk to nobody and so forth. I'm just going to just lay here. And the Lord was like, that'd be a mistake. And I don't want to talk. So you probably need to talk to me. Well, you know my thoughts, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, but I need your words. I need your words. See, this is what Jesus did. Jesus could have very easily tried to deal with the whole issue kind of mental to mental, but he doesn't do that. Every time now this thing comes, Jesus opens up his mouth and says what God says. Listen, your words are extremely powerful. Please do never lose sight of that. Your words are extremely powerful. Jesus later on says in Mark chapter 11 that you have what you say. Now that's good news for some, bad news for others. Because you wind up having an undisciplined mouth. Or you just say anything. Don't just say anything. Say what God says. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. We'll conclude here. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them, please. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Oh, I love that. Come on now. Solomon was encouraged. Come on. Get a hold of God's word. Get a hold of what God says. Let them penetrate deep into your heart to the point of transformation that it changes you. And see, when that happens, it brings life to you. It brings healing for your whole body. That's what God's word does. So do this with me. Come on, stand up on your feet with me again today. At home as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the things that the Bible talks about when it comes to healing, and Jesus says this, that believers will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Didn't say they might recover. Didn't say they could recover. Says they shall recover. There's a transference of anointing. Well, now watch this. If we can transfer anointing from us, we can also release it in us. So everyone at home too, come on. Put your hand on yourself. Hallelujah. Come on, say this out loud. Father, thank you. I receive you as my healer, my savior, my redeemer, my everything. I declare that I walk in sound healing, progressive health, and consistent wholeness. In my entire life, in my entire body, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet and everything in between. I speak to every organ, every fiber, every tissue, every cell, every blood vessel, every vein, every bone, every sinew, every joint, and I command you to function in the perfection to which my God, my primary care physician, has already spoken to, has already provided for. I declare that I am healed, that I am whole, and I am well. I curse every symptom of sickness, disease, malady, ailment. In Jesus' name, out of my body, you shall not prosper. The Lord God is my healer, and I trust him. And therefore, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's just rejoice in God for a moment. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to your wonderful name. Father, we declare that healing is ours, praise God, because of what you have done. Father, we recognize that you're the healer, and we just lean into you. So whatever the challenge that may ever show up in our body, whether it's trying to be present right now or try to show up in the future, Father, we lean into you. Help us to never forget that you're our primary care physician. You coordinate the proper care of our lives so that everything functions in the perfection to which you have designed and ordained. Help us, Father, in this moment, in this day, to continue to grow in faith in you. and to connect with what it is you've already provided. We give you glory and honor for it now. Now, if you want to anchor this in, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed in prayer, if you want to anchor this in, you do so by being in relationship with God through Jesus. Now, if you've never stepped into that relationship, listen, what we've just finished talking about is really just a hope and a prayer for you. But the guarantee comes when you're in relationship with Jehovah Rapha. So if that's you, you've never made a decision. Come on, just step into a relationship. What does that mean? That means you surrender. It means you come to a place and say, you know what, God, I trust you. That doesn't mean you got it all right and you know how to even do that all right. But it just simply means I'm starting, sir. I'm starting by just simply saying yes to you. So if you've never done that, whether you're at home or whether you're present, I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you so that you can lock in today health, healing, and wholeness in your body. So this is what I want to ask. I want to ask everyone, if you would please, wherever you may be, just lift up two hands under heaven. Say this out loud with me. Dear Father God, thank you again for giving me Jesus, who rescued me, who redeemed me, who has healed me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my everything. I turn my back on my plan and I say, not my will, but yours be done. Thank you for embracing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for embracing us. You embrace us right where we are. Thank you, Lord. Listen, if you prayed that with us, out of the sincerity of your heart for the very first time, I applaud you. I congratulate you. It is a phenomenal, tremendous decision that changes the entire trajectory of your life. But here's what I want you to do as a next step. If you're here present as you're exiting, please get a hold of one of our devotionals. It's free. It's called Fresh Start. Just ask one of our leaders as you're exiting. They'd be glad to put one into your hands. And take some time starting today to work on that devotional. It'll be a blessing to you. If you're online and you prayed that prayer with us for the very first time, let us know by texting the word decided to the number that you'll see come up on the screen, or you can text the word, you know, into the chat there as well. Either way, we will send you a link to the devotional so that you'll have it electronically and you can start working on it today as well. We applaud you, we're celebrating you, and we're declaring, praise God, that here in 2022, we'll be the healthiest we've ever been. In Jesus' name, praise God. Come on, somebody say, I receive that. Yeah, praise God. Receive it, walk in it, and embrace it, praise God. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, help us to keep growing. Help us to never stay the same. Challenge us, Daddy. Challenge what we thought we knew. And help us to continue to grow in you. We love you with all of our hearts. And we thank you, Daddy, for your grace resting upon us that is sufficient, praise God, for victory in all things. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Have an amazing week. Come on, hug on some folks before you leave as well. We'll see you next Sunday.